The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain?
I was asking you about what the perfect gifts are for Christmas. And one of the things that I have been just enamored with for a long time, since they came out, Shinola watches, Shinola products. I've never bought anything else besides watches, but I do greatly appreciate Shinola assembled Swiss watches assembled in Detroit, a Detroit company. Right. And they've had great success. They have, I believe, a store in New York, a store in Chicago. You can find Shinola in all sorts of great places. And I've supported them and bought a couple of watches. In fact, Ivy got a watch that I think is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It's a Petoskey stone. And they made these custom, and they took Petoskey stones and, I guess, you know, shaved them, if you will, cut them. So the face of the watch is a Petoskey stone. Very cool. Very hard to find, but very cool and very forward-thinking. And because of the style and the design, Shinola has done exceptionally well. Well, there's more to the Shinola story now. I mean, they make leather goods. They make bicycles. I ride different kinds of bicycles, and I have lots of bikes. I don't need that. A brand-new Shinola hotel is slated to open in January in downtown Detroit, if you didn't know that. It's not open until January, but they have been giving media tours. Remarks from the likes of Dan Gilbert. When he was there at the ceremonial lighting of its exterior and the signage in downtown Detroit. It's at 1400 Woodward Avenue. 1400, think about that. It's on Woodward, a place that was kind of a rough spot for a number of years. They plan to open to the public on January the 2nd. Apparently the rooms are just spectacular. It's a prime downtown location. It'll also be holding numerous retail shops, restaurants, and several other buildings in the general vicinity have a lot to offer down there. It has 129 guest rooms. And the quote is that they're beautifully appointed with custom millwork. Getting some of this from M Live in their report on this story. But the Shinola Hotel was made possible as a partnership between the watch company and leather goods maker and Dan Gilbert's real estate firm, Bedrock. The hotel itself is operated by Mac and Lowe, and the food and dining by NoHo Hospitality. What I find great about this, is more investment in Detroit, more investment in Michigan. Now, and I know a lot of you that live outstate, like, I don't care about Detroit. Well, you should. Detroit is a great economic driver for this state, be it professional sports franchises or the fact that it's the largest city in the state. You should care about the general health of Detroit. I can understand why you've been angry about it from time to time. I've been very angry about the shenanigans in Detroit for a number of years. But as a general rule and a general practice, you should be concerned that Detroit and other large cities in this country do well. Because when they fall into decay and disrepair and poverty, it drags everything else down. So when you can find practices that work, when you can find the Dan Gilberts of this world that will invest in such places, you need to embrace these people. When you have public-private partnerships that rejuvenate areas that have been deteriorating for decades and have become just a joke, you need to look at that and say, hey, this is something that's working. So I commend Shinola for creating a great company and adding another crown jewel to its collection, this being the Shinola Hotel on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. The Common Sense Hotline, as I mentioned, is open, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Joe is checking in from Grand Rapids, where WJRW is the station of choice in the Michigan Talk Network for the Steve Gruber Show. Joe, what's on your mind? Joe, how are you?
Yeah, I'd like to comment on this bump stock thing, if I could.
Absolutely. Bump stocks, and for those of you that have missed it, just yesterday, Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker signed an order making bump stocks illegal in 90 days, meaning if you have one, you have to dispose of it, or you have to turn it in, or you'll be in federal violation. You'll be breaking the law. You'll be a felon if you don't turn these things in. Go ahead.
Yeah, they should have grandfathered the ones that are out there on the market and made it a Class 3 item, like a silencer or something where you have to jump through a lot more hoops to get them. If a Republican president loses the Second Amendment community, he's not going to win re-election. And we got swing states like Michigan where the margins are real close. I mean, a few thousand votes is enough to swing it. And
you're absolutely right about that, Joe, and I greatly appreciate your phone call. You're exactly right about that. Now, I'm a gun guy, Second Amendment guy, and fully support the right to keep and bear arms, and I support the right to a concealed pistol license and so forth. I've never owned a bump stock, don't have much interest in one, but it concerns me greatly, and I'm gravely concerned that a product like a bump stock that's been legally purchased and acquired by lots of people, you're now told, you have to get rid of that. Well, who's going to compensate you for that? Who's going to give me my money back on that? Nobody. And if you don't throw that in the trash, well, you're going to be in big trouble. In fact, you'll be in violation of the federal law that outlawed machine guns. And that is deeply concerning. And Joe is exactly right. If you lose the Second Amendment crowd, remember, Michigan was carried by 10,704 votes officially. If you go after the crowd that supports you on the Second Amendment and you lose those folks, you could be in deep trouble quickly. Joe, thank you for the phone call. By the way, don't lose your opportunity. You're almost out of time here to win a free Wolverine water treatment system from Michigan's premier water treatment company. That, of course, is Wolverine. All you have to do, you could win this $4,000 system for the holidays. Wouldn't that be great? Brand new clean water system for your house. Wouldn't it be great? Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine water contest button. Get yourself scheduled for a free water test, and you're in the contest. And $4,000. What a prize from your friends at Wolverine and the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.